Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about assumptions. You know, we've all heard the common thing about, you know, if you assume you make an ass out of me and you. I don't know that, you know, that's dyslexic, right? I don't think that sounds right, but you kind of get the concept of where I'm going with this. And I want to talk about, you know, some common things I've struggled with in this process. And how I've dealt with them recently that has made a massive impact in the way I work with people and understand them. So let's dive into it. Okay, assumptions. Now, some of you are probably going, this can't just be a dyslexic or ADHD thing, right? You know, and it isn't. You know, and this is the thing always to remember with dyslexia, with neurodiversity in general, is it's not like a straight line. It's not like you've got a broken arm or you don't. It's not that simple. There's so much more to it. Every one of us is unique. We just seem to have a lot of similar challenges that are exacerbated or increased by neurodiversity. And so when it comes to assumptions, this again, everyone makes them. The only way to get through life is to assume things. We get so much information thrown at us on a daily basis. We have to use our minds or our belief system or our understanding of the things around us to make decisions. If we had to triple check everything, not only would that make our lives remarkably boring, which is definitely not a dyslexic ADHD trait, but it would just be inefficient, ineffective, everything would just break down. So every human being has to make assumptions to get through life. You know, I always remember hearing something that the average brain can only focus on 7 bits of information at once. And we're talking, you know, what they're hearing, what they're seeing, you know, all the things they're holding in their mind. At any one moment, they can hold that much in their heads. And, you know, that's the top number. I feel sometimes for us, we can feel like we're holding 14, but even though it is a lot lower than those numbers. But all of this stuff that's happening leads us into this challenging road of assuming. Now, assumptions come around because you assume someone should know something that they don't. Maybe something is so clear in your mind, and this happens a lot with dyslexics, is we can be so clear in our minds about a picture that's going through our heads. When we try and communicate that and talk about it or ask people or build a discussion up, whatever it is, we leave out massive pieces of the puzzle. So we explain something, this is what I want done, or this is what I'm going to do. But we haven't actually said 80% around the edges because we just presume they can see what is in our heads. So we assume they're going to work it out. And then what happens, they make 5-10 big mistakes or things don't go to plan and we get angry at them because they haven't actually listened. But in hindsight, we probably haven't actually explained ourselves very well because especially when we're in that focus mode or that visual-minded mode where we see everything so clearly, we're not naturally the people that go, oh, that's fantastic. I can see this clearly. Let me sit down with a pen and paper and jot down a 37-step process to complete this, right? That is just tiring. It breaks my brain. You know, I've gotten a bit better at that over the years, but I don't do it enough. And I find myself getting caught out a lot, or not as much, but still enough that I recognize it because I can see something so clearly. And in the moment, I can sometimes feel like the time it takes to complete something should be really quick. Which is another big dyslexic thing. You know, our balance of time and order is usually not there. And where that comes into play the most is when we see something in our minds that we think, hey, that's, you know, for example, building that desk from just wood and oak and nails, that should only take 3 hours. And I can see the picture in my head about what I want. I don't think I want to do it. It would take too long, 2 to 3 hours. Maybe it's not my thing. I want someone else to do it. I'll say, I want an oak desk. There's some wood over there. There's some nails in a pile. I want it to kind of look like this. It's going to look beautiful. I want it to be varnished. Da, 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 da. We'll throw out all these broad phrases about what we're after and then just expect whoever's there to just complete the task. Like you've got a desk builder just like sitting next to you. You know, work with my metaphor there. But the kind of concept stands true is that we'll say a certain amount of information, but nowhere near as clear as the picture in our head. Because we're visually minded, we can see perfection, or what we class as perfection. You know, we see it in our heads, and we assume that what we've said has given enough context and info to make it work. I struggle with this in my digital marketing agency sometimes, when I can see an outcome that's really awesome, and I haven't explained it anywhere near clear enough to my team. And so when they send me something back, I used to get really grumpy until I learned about this. I assumed that I'd told them enough. I assumed that they had brains like mine, could read my mind, somehow jump in there and get all the accurate detail and make something happen, which is just not possible, right? It's not real. And when I made that realization that I was failing to communicate and I had all these assumptions that I presumed and assumed, I don't know the difference, you know, one or the other, you know, I had all this stuff in my head and I was not getting the results I wanted, I started to look back at myself and say, hey, what am I assuming about what is not working, what is just causing pain and frustration? And, you know, it changed the way I acted. Like with my team, not only one, did we set out some better systems, you know, so we could actually, and this is good for any dyslexic or any person, is to create systems that are actually going to help, you know, help you do stuff. So if there are things you are doing on repeat, like for me at work, you know, I needed to put in better systems of expectation. So if I started to see the same thing happening wrong again and again and again, I'd go, okay, I'm assuming something here that's not true. I need to either train my team better or train the people around me better. And two, I need to have systems that catch the things I don't say. You know, they need to catch and basically put it back on the team to ask me better questions, or to remind me to give a better brief at the beginning or be clearer on what I'm saying. And those systems make a massive, massive impact. Now, some of these systems could be just personal ones that you are dealing with. Some of them could be deeper and more, you know, they could be systems for multiple people in a team or, you know, and this happens in a relationship as well, right? You know, you can have systems that make sure you're being clear with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, whatever it is, you know, you can have systems that help you. And the key thing is to invest in those systems and spend time to develop them. Realize they're not always going to be right, but they're going to make a massive impact when you do get them correct. Does that make sense? You know, and it's kind of like our household here. Like when my wife has very clear, you know, let's talk about the dishwasher for a moment. You know, we've all got a dishwasher moment, right? My wife has a very clear understanding of how dishwashers should be stacked and worked, and she loves that. It's her place, her control there. So I just don't touch the dishwasher. I rinse my plates, I leave them in the sink, and she handles that. And so we have a system there where, you know, I in the old days, I'd have kind of gone, oh, I think it should be this way. And she'd go, I think it should be this way. And there'd be clashes, right? And it just wouldn't work. And this is the same thing happens in different facets in the office or work or anything. But instead, I said, okay, you really want to take control of that. You have more passion around this point than I do, okay? So here's a system. I'm going to rinse my stuff. I'm going to put it in the sink. At any point, do you think I'm not pulling my weight around here, around this part of the life we live? You let me know, but I'm going to let it go and you're going to control it. And that's what she enjoys. And there's nothing right or wrong about it. It's just how she is, and that's great. And vice versa, it took me a long time with building the system to accept that I just wasn't being lazy. It was a part of me going, I feel lazy not putting this in the dishwasher, even though I know she wants me to leave it where it is. And that's our system. It took a while for me to get used to it and to actually own that. But that little system, you know, has made a massive impact. And so little systems like that can be great. Rather than me assuming that to be a good husband, I should always put my stuff in the dishwasher, we spoke about it and actually built a system that just solves that. There's no mistakes anymore. There's no misassumptions, none of that. You know, that's how it works. So those little systems are game-changing, and I really can't speak enough to them. The other thing to be aware of as well is to take responsibility. You know, I stuff up all the time still to this day, where I think I've explained something much clearer than I have. You know, for example, I'm going away on a business trip to, we're renting a house with five other business owners, where we do a couple of days where we work on our companies. Now, I thought to one of these business owners, I'd been super clear on the dates, the times, and the expectation to one of them of when this event was. And in hindsight, like the old me would have said, I was 100% clear. It was his fault. He stuffed up. But because I know this stuff about myself and I know how busy I get, and I honestly don't make this mistake very often these days, but I hadn't really communicated clear enough. I'd given some broad thoughts, but I just had an hour detailed conversation with a couple of the other business owners, and I had not articulated that well enough to this last one. And because of that, he wasn't able to attend. And so what do I do? The old me would have completely backed myself in the corner and said, I 100% was clear. You're an idiot. You should have asked better questions. And I honestly, 10 years ago, that would have been what I'd have said. I'd have been so cocky and conscious and unconscious and thinking I knew everything and it was their fault. But instead this time I go, where did this go wrong? You know, I gave him some information. He didn't ask many questions. You know, we could have both done it a bit better, but I definitely see that I was not the clearest I could have ever been. I assumed he knew more than he did. And in hindsight, when I reflected on that, I took responsibility and I paid for his extra time at the place and said, he can't make it. It's on me. I take responsibility. So being able to take responsibility, and this doesn't always mean instantly. There are times, you know, even with me and my wife, like I'll have a moment where it takes overnight to come to terms with what's happened and apologize if I've made a mistake. So it doesn't mean that I'm some perfect angel, that every moment I'm accountable and responsible. Sometimes it takes a bit to sink in. But both of us, myself and my wife, are very good at that. We will take time to think about things and you know, speak our truth, which is really, really valuable, guys. It is so, so important. So that's what I want to share today, assumptions. You know, don't get me wrong, it's not just for those with dyslexia and ADHD, but we definitely experience these at a higher, stronger level, and it is vital to be able to own and understand ourselves to take that next step forward. Hope this has added some value into your life. Thank you, everybody out there who reviews the podcast and shares it. I love hearing stories. It's just awesome, and I hope you have an epic rest of your day.